Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. You are tuned in to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Creston Valley, 7:30 till 9 Pacific time. What a dreary looking, socked in, foggy, cloudy day we have here in the valley this morning. Ain't no sunshine. There's the song I need to lead off with, yeah. What do we got here? It's currently sitting at 8 degrees. I mean, 4 degrees. The temperature is supposed to go up to 8, but we're not getting it yet. Hard to tell if we will or not. We'll be cloudy overnight. And we'll go down to 4 degrees. And then tomorrow, mainly cloudy, high of 11. Friday, sunny and 12. Saturday, sunny 10. Sunday, sunny 10. Monday, sunny, only 6. What the heck's going on next week? Better get back out in the yard and finish things up this week. I think I'll go pick up Kevin's chainsaw. Not a bad week coming up by the sounds of it, but I'll tell you, it's all of this fog on the west coast, and I think a lot of it is reaching inland or getting things socked in here, but that's the way it goes. I made that funny comment at the beginning that there ain't no sunshine, and you know what? I am going to lead off the show with that song. I found it here by Matt Anderson right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. There ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. There ain't no sunshine when she's gone, but this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away. And I know sunshine when she's gone. There ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. There ain't no sunshine when she's gone. Well, she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. I know, 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 I know,
sunshine when she's gone. There ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. There ain't no sunshine when she's gone. But this house just ain't no home.
South Kootenai Radio, coming out of the Creston Valley.
Joan Hyatt there with a thing called Love. That's from his 1987 release, Bring the Family. Of course, Bonnie Raitt had a huge hit with that tune a while ago, and I'm sure the royalty checks coming into John weren't all that bad either. Right on. It is 8:46. It's time for This Day in Canadian History. Let me just get my notes here. I was trying to cue up a song related to it. Still not sure if I want to, though. Oh, there's the one I want. I want that song instead. Yes. Anyways, what's the date here today? It's October the 23rd. There you go. Oh, and look at the history we had on this day in 1993. A story out of Toronto. Can you guess what it is? That's when Blue Jay slugger Joe Carter hits a three-run homer at the bottom of the ninth inning to give Toronto an 8-6 win over Philadelphia Phillies in Game 6 of the World Series. The defending champions take the series 4-2, and it's the first team to win the World Series on Canadian soil. Awesome. And then we had a bit of an uprising, or a spat, I guess you could say, in Quebec. And let's see here, 1837. And that's when Wolfred Nelson in St. Charles, Quebec, leads 5,000 patriots in the two-day Grand Assembly of the six counties at St. Charles in the Richelieu Valley, and claims that the time has come to melt our spoons into bullets. At the instigation of their leader, Louis-Joseph Papineau, the conference delegates approved 13 resolutions based on the rights of man adopted during the French Revolution. The Young Sons of Liberty erect a Column of Liberty in the square. Couple of birthdays here today. Lauren Harris, born in 1885, died in 1970, a painter, a member of the Group of Seven, born on this day in Brantford, Ontario. And a member of the family who co-owned the Massey Harris Farm Machinery Company. Harris attended the University of Toronto for a year, then studied art in Europe, returning to Canada in 1908. He was a founding member of the Arts and Letters Club, married painter Bess Hauser, and worked as an illustrator for Harper's before devoting himself entirely to painting. He began painting Toronto houses in the immigrant district, and in 1914 helped plan and finance a studio building on 7th Street in Toronto as a workshop for Canadian painters such as A.Y. Jackson, Tom Thompson, E.H. MacDonald, Franklin Carmichael, and Harris himself. Gordy Drillon, hockey player, born on this day in Moncton, New Brunswick in 1913, died September 23, 1986. Drillon was called to the Toronto Maple Leafs in 1936 to fill in for the ailing Charlie Conacher. Played 7 NHL seasons with the Leafs from 36 to 43, averaging 22 goals a season. And he was the last Leaf to win the NHL scoring title in 1938. Unbelievable. Okay, just opening up a window in the booth here. She's kind of hot. Yes, what do we got here? Lucy LaRoche, freestyle skier. Born on this day in 1968 with her brother Philippe. Has been a member of the Quebec Air Force. Okay. What else do we have here? 1995, the referendum jitters send the Canadian dollar and the country's stock market plunging. Yeah. Here was the first story I had some music queued up for, but not really a fan until I seen another one. 1990, out of Hollywood, California, Canadian heavy metal group Rush released their Chronicles video. And I thought, well, okay, I guess I could probably play that, even though I'm not a huge fan of it. And then I found something better. But first, in 1978, at Azuma Beach, California, Toronto rocker Neil Young's beach house burns to the ground in a forest fire. And in 1971, here we go, out of New York City, the Stampeders, Sweet City Women, peaks at number 8 on the Billboard Pop single. Man, I gotta stop trying to do that, yeah. Peaked at number 8 on the Billboard Pop Singles Chart. There you go. So that's the song I'm going to play right now. I haven't listened to that one in a while. Yeah. Sweet City Woman, the Stampeders, right here on South Kootenai Radio. Funny thing about that song, I think it was 2 days ago, I found a placemat, one of those paper ones that they set out in a restaurant or a hotel, from the Cascade Hotel in Banff, Alberta. And it's actually a pretty cool picture. It's got a drawing of it, of the Cascade Mountain, all done up in pen and ink. But anyways, I saw Ronnie King in there one day, and I actually got him to sign it, autograph it. Now, we're talking 1981, 82, I think, and I actually had him to autograph that thing, and it says, "To my sweet city woman, Joyce, love, Ronnie King." Of course, Joyce is my grandmother. She was a bit of a sweet city woman. Anyway, let's continue on here with Bob Dylan, "When You're Gonna Wake Up."
When you gonna wake up? you thought. Karl Marx has got you by the throat, and Henry Kissinger's got you tied up into knots. When you gonna wake up?
This is Bob Ness bringing us up to the end of the first half hour of the show there with When You're Gonna Wake Up. That's from the 1979 release, Slow Train Coming. All right, it is, it's 8:02 now, and we're getting behind schedule here, so we better let the news crew take off with their 4 minutes and 30 seconds of news updates. We got to hear all about Duffy and the crew there. What a thing going on in Ottawa this week, eh? And wait till Pamela Wallen's testimony today. Ooh. All right, we'll be back on the second half hour here in 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
This is CBC News. I'm Pep Philpott. The Senate resumes debate today on a motion to suspend Senators Patrick Brazeau, Mike Duffy, and Pamela Wallen for gross negligence in their management of Senate resources. Now, Wallen will get her chance at the pulpit this afternoon, just a day after Duffy claimed he's the victim of a cover-up orchestrated by the Prime Minister's office. Hannah Thibodeau has the details.
What Duffy had to say came out loud and clear, and he was pointing the finger directly at Prime Minister Stephen Harper and him being involved in this $90,000 payment. Now, what he outlines is the details to pay back the cash. He says he was a victim of Prime Minister Stephen Harper and his inner circle. Duffy says that this meeting took place after a February caucus. Now, we've heard from the Prime Minister. He was asked quite a few times in the House of Commons by the opposition if Nigel Wright was there when he told Senator Mike Duffy to pay back the cash, but he always evaded that question. Now, Senator Mike Duffy puts the three of us, he says, in the room together, not just after a caucus meeting and a quick pull aside, but in an official meeting. Now, today, when it comes to Senator Pamela Wallen, we're expected that she will give details that could cause more headaches for the Prime Minister.
And the CBC's Hannah Thibodeau in Ottawa. Canada's Privacy Commissioner is promising to investigate complaints about Bell Canada's plan to track customer data. Bell says starting November 16th, it will collect data on how customers use the web, what they watch on TV, who they call, and when they make phone calls. Bell says the data won't be linked with a customer's name, but be used only to create marketing reports and sell targeted ads. Michael Stanley is in a Seattle jail and will make his first court appearance this afternoon. Last week, the man labeled in Canada as a violent sexual offender vowed he was making a new start in the U.S. More from the CBC's Janice Johnson.
Early Tuesday morning, Seattle police got calls about a loud, angry man in an alley. When they got to the West Seattle residential neighborhood, they say Michael Stanley was combative and threatened them with a knife. They took him into custody, then got a disturbing call from a 16-year-old boy about his early morning encounter with the convicted sex offender. Detective Mark Jameson speaks for Seattle Police.
He had been in the company of Mr. Stanley. Mr. Stanley had allegedly plied him with alcohol and taken him back to the alley where he attempted to assault him, and then a sexual assault did occur.
Last week, Stanley registered with Seattle Police as a sex offender. That same day, he insisted to a Seattle reporter he'd never committed any sexual crime.
No, and if I did, don't you think I'd still be doing it? Because that don't stop.
Stanley's expected to appear in court this afternoon. Janice Johnson, CBC News, Edmonton.
Well-wishers are camped outside St. James's Palace in central London, where Prince George, the 3-month-old son of the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, is being christened this hour. And as Anne McMillan reports, the venue is considered an odd choice by some.
Traditionally, Prince William, his father, Prince Charles, the Queen, have been christened at Buckingham Palace. But the fact that William and Kate have chosen this venue is important because they want to do it their way. It has a lot of emotional attachments, too, because Princess Diana, her body lay here before it went to Westminster Abbey for her funeral in 1997. Prince William and his brother spent time in the chapel with the body of their mother. They were also confirmed when they were teenagers here. And Kate Middleton was confirmed here before she married Prince William. So lots of personal attachments, and that's why they say they want to do it here. The ceremony is 45 minutes long. The Archbishop of Canterbury will be presiding. He will be using holy water from the River Jordan to welcome young Prince George into the Anglican Church.
That's the CBC's Anne McMillan in London. And finally, the threat from Raymond is diminishing. The storm off Mexico's Pacific coast has been downgraded from a hurricane to a tropical storm and is now moving out to sea away from Mexico. That's the CBC News to this hour. I'm Pep Philpott.
Balcony Radio.
Four men in a row. rock and roll band. Fly at night, in the morning we land. Fly at night till we're satisfied. See the morning from the other side. And when you close your eyes, sleep comes first. When you fly the universe, well, you need some rest. Yeah, you need some rest.
ready. Have a heart, give me a shovel full of coal. Just to get me started, wish you was a freight train, baby. Wish you was a freight train.
There we go, our little theme song there to get things rolling for this day in rock and roll history. Well, let's see, we've got two birthdays here. 1947, Greg Ridley, bass player for Humble Pie. What was the other band he used to be in? Spooky Tooth, that's right, before Humble Pie. And Greg sadly passed away on November 19th, 2003. Another birthday we have on this day, Weird Al Yankovic. Yeah. I used to love some of his parody tunes that he did of Michael Jackson songs. I'm Fat. Or, what was the other one? Anyway, it's that one I like the best. Yeah. Anyways, listen to the useless trivia throughout the years on October the 23rd. We're going to start in 1954, and that's when Elvis Presley reaches a Billboard chart outside of Memphis for the first time when Blue Moon of Kentucky hits number 6 in Nashville and number 3 in New Orleans. Yeah. The song has been written... Her had been written in 1946 by Bill Monroe as a slow waltz, but Presley and his band turned it into an upbeat blues-style tune in 4-4 time. Yeah. 1961, Dion DiMucci, yeah, I think I'm probably not pronouncing that name right, continued his streak after leaving the Belmonts when Run Around Sue went to number one in the U.S. 1965, The Byrds' Turn, Turn, Turn is released in the U.S., where it will become their second number one and final top 20 entry. The song, with the exception of the last line, "I swear it's not too late," was adapted entirely from the book of, well, a book of something, which I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce, in the Bible, and put in music by Pete Seeger in 1959. Pete Seeger, eh? 1976, Chicago's If You Love Me Now hits number one in America on its way to becoming their biggest selling record. It also topped the UK chart. At next spring's Grammy Awards, the song would win Best Pop Vocal Performance by a Duo, Group, or a Chorus, and was also named Record of the Year. And again in 1976, Led Zeppelin made their U.S. television debut on Don Kirshner's Rock Concert, where they performed Black Dog and Dazed and Confused. And I don't know if you know this or not, but anybody that appeared on Don Kirshner's Rock Concert had to wear bell bottoms. Yeah. 1980, John Lennon's Starting Over is released. 1993, Meatloaf topped the UK's singles chart with I'd Do Anything for Love, which would also rise to number one in the US 2 weeks later. And in 1999, 30 years after making his initial US chart appearances with a song called Jingle, Carlos Santana had his first number one hit with Smooth. The track, which features the vocals of Rob Thomas of Matchbox 20, would stay on the top for 12 weeks and remained in the top 10 for a record-setting 30 weeks. Right on. Okay, Greg Ridley, bass player for Humble Pie, born on this day in 1947. And, of course, I have to start off with a little Humble Pie. We're going to listen to something from their Smokin' album of 1972. Easy there, Tim. You're starting to sound like one of those DJs from L.A. Anyways, the song we're going to listen to is called A Roadrunner, A Roadrunner's G-Jam, right here on South Kootenai Radio. We'll be right back.
sucker, keep on shining. Shine on the one that breaks my soul. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Wanna kiss my girl at the very back door. It was sunny the day that I was leaving. Now it's raining in my home. But Monroe picked up the mandolin. It tore the soul out of my heart. All right, brother, come on. Kentucky, keep on shining. Shine on the one that's made me blue. Blue moon of Kentucky, keep on shining. Cry the way I cry for you.
Broadcasting from the base of the Skimmerhorn Mountains, South Kootenai Radio.
Hey, hey, mama said the way you move gon' make you sweat, gon' make you groove. Stay. Hey, baby, when you walk down.
Anyways, wasting a lot of time right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Listening to South Kootenai Radio.
Clue. All you did was make me blue.
Okay, there you go. I forgot to jump in with a 18-plus warning on that song. Yeah, I heard a swear word. Oh, gee, don't tell anyone. Anyways, that was Lucinda Williams with Come On, and that's from her album West. That one came out in 2007, actually. I went to see that tour by Lucinda Williams, and wow, impressed the heck out of me. Mm-hmm. 8:47, wow, we got to get rolling on our artist highlight, of course, which is brought to you by Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston. And today we're going to feature two songs. Well, one's an extended tune, so... that's why I can only squeeze in two. But as mentioned earlier on Rock and Roll History, Jerry Ridley, the bass player of Humble Pie, was born on this day in 1947. He did pass away November 19th, 2003, but I thought I would feature some music from Humble Pie. I had a couple of songs picked out, and then I realized, holy crow, that Humble Pie Performance LP will be featured on the Hot Chicken and LP show today at noon in its entirety. So I had to quickly scrap that and move on to a couple of other songs that didn't appear on that album. And but anyways, a little bit about Humble Pie. A showcase for former Small Faces frontman Steve Marriott and one-time Herd guitar virtuoso Peter Frampton. The hard rock outfit Humble Pie formed in Essex, England in 1969, also featuring ex-Spooky Tooth bassist Greg Ridley, along with drummer Jerry Shirley. They spent the first months of their existence locked away in Marriott's Essex cottage, maintaining a relentless practice schedule. Signed to the immediate label, Humble Pie soon issued their debut single, Natural Born Boogie, which hit the British top 10 and paved the way for the group's premier LP, As Safe as Yesterday Is. Yeah. Anyways, I've been a big Humble Pie fan. Luckily, I got to see them in July of 1973. And the rest was history, as they say, well, with my concert going anyways, where was that? That was at the Varsity Stadium in downtown Toronto, where the University of Toronto football team played. Anyway, seen a lot of great concerts there. So let's start off with The Sad Bag of Shaky Jake right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Listening to SKR, South Kootenai Radio, on the airwaves of the World Wide Web, broadcasting out of the Creston Valley, SKR, South Kootenai Radio.
¶¶ Yeah.
All right, a couple of tunes there by Humble Pie, Live With Me, and The Sad Bag of Shaky Jick. And I played those in honor of Greg Ridley, who was born on this day in October the 23rd, bass player for the band Humble Pie. Stay tuned again tomorrow at about 8:45. We'll have another installment of Artist or Album Highlight for you. And don't forget, one of my favorite albums will be playing on the Hot Chicken and LP show today at noon, and we'll be featuring the full album by Humble Pie, Performance. All right, that's it for the morning show, everyone. Thanks so much for tuning in. Make sure when you come tomorrow, you bring a friend or tell someone about South Kootenai Radio. The website is TheSKR, which is THESKR.com. Or check us out on Facebook. Just do a search for South Kootenai Radio. All right, we have a 4-minute, 30-second news update here to take us into regular broadcasting. Have a great day, everyone.